Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, there's Chuck. And on the back of each of our heads is a little devilish fiend named Jerry.
I knew that was coming.
Each of us has a Jerry on the back of our heads, and we hate it so much.
Oh, I just punched the back of my head all day long.
Yeah.
And you know who end up hurting? Just me.
Yeah, that's true. She can move just in time.
Big thanks to Dave Ruse, but this is from the HowStuffWorks.com side.
Sure.
And we're talking about Edward, not more Drake. It's more Dake. I thought it was more Drake until 25 seconds ago before we recorded.
Oh, I'm glad we sorted that out, by the way.
I looked this over and over and over, and I said more Drake in my brain every time, but there is no R, and there is no Edward Mordake.
Oh, that, okay.
Spoiler.
Sure. No, I think that's fair. He does exist in some way, shape, or form, at least on paper, specifically a paper called the Boston Sunday Post.
Yeah.
There is an article in 1895 that was published in the Sunday Post that was written by an author named Charles Lowton Hildreth.
Mm-hmm.
Great name. Super 19th century name.
Yeah.
And the article was about essentially, what's the word I'm looking for, Chuck?
A gentleman suffering from a rare defect?
Not just him, a bunch of different ones. So the headline was The Wonders of Modern Science. The subhead was Some Half-Human Monsters Once Thought to Be of the Devil's Brood.
That's right.
And so in this article, there were a number of different poor people who were half crab, half person.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who had hands where his feet were and feet where his hands were.
How about the melon child of Radnor, whose head looked like a ripe melon and had a small vertical slit for a mouth.
Yeah, there was one that was a vicious creature that was half man, half crab with monstrous nippers and big claws below the elbow. The Norfolk spider is particularly creepy. You want to tell them about him?
The Norfolk spider, yes. That was the spider with the human head, of course. And a clergy person confirmed this by saying, I wish Smeagol was around to read this, but I will. I saw this monstrous thing myself. Otherwise, it would not have credited so awful a manifestation of the Creator's wrath.
That was very good.
Thank you.
So there were some illustrations, too, including of the Norfolk spider. And he looks more confused than scary. But a giant spider with a human head is just unsettling on all sorts of levels.
Yeah. But we're focusing on Edward Mordake. I want to say R in there so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Edward had a condition, a congenital defect, wherein he had a shrunken second face on the back of his head, which is why you joked about Jerry being on the back of our head.
Mm-hmm.
And this face would actually speak, and it was sort of like an evil twin. They called it the devil twin.
Mm-hmm.
That would whisper in his ear, such that Edward Mordake would eventually take his own life at 23 years old. However, and of course, none of this is true.
No. Despite the fact that in this article, The Wonders of Science, that was published in 1895 in the Boston Sunday Post, written by Charles Lowton Hildreth, cites the Royal Scientific Society that had reported on all of these different people, it was totally made up. In fact, Charles Lowton Hildreth was a science fiction writer.
Yeah.
Speculative fiction, at the very least.
Yeah, poet, too.
Yeah.
And for good measure.
He had a really great imagination. And the paper he was working for, the Boston Sunday Post, is Dave Ruse equates it with the National Enquirer today.
Yeah.
Maybe even the World Weekly News, almost, in this case.
But I used to love the Weekly World News.
Yeah, I always say it backwards, kind of like you want to say more Drake.
What'd you say, World Weekly News?
Yeah.
Ah, same thing.
So Hildreth just basically sat down and let his imagination pour out into an article, cited the Royal Scientific Society. The Boston Sunday Post published it,
yeah,
and it came out in a newspaper. A year later, Hildreth dies, but the story goes on.
Hmm. Shall we be right back?
Yes.
Right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. All right. Like you said, the author of that original Sunday, what was it? Sunday Post?
Boston Sunday Post. It came out on Fridays, weirdly.
The paper of record is how they call it. he died in 1896, and this was a year after he wrote that story. But in that same year, there were a couple of doctors who published a legitimate book called The Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine. And said it was, quote, derived from an exhaustive research of medical literature. And they included an entry on Edward Mordake. And what they did was basically the modern internet, because they copied word for word what Hildreth had written and pasted it into their own work as fact.
Yeah. So what they copied and pasted that was in the original article was essentially this. That Edward Mordake was a very handsome young man. He had it all. Mm-hmm. He was a scholar. He was a musician.
And then some.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He was very handsome, very graceful. He just had a big problem, and that was he had an evil twin face on the back of his head that said all sorts of terrible stuff to him. No one else could hear what it was saying except Edward, but you could watch its lips gibber without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes of the face would follow you around the room if you were in its field of vision. And Edward just couldn't stand this thing. He asked the doctors to crush the second face, even if it meant he was going to die as a result.
Right.
He didn't care at that point. So much so, like you said, he took his life by drinking poison at age 23. And he left, the Royal Scientific Society said, a note that said, when you bury me, destroy the face on the back of my head, lest it continues its dreadful whisperings in my grave. So this was the story of Edward Mordake that that Hildreth originally wrote, that these American doctors published as fact in an actual book. So this is this has gone from being in a paper to now being in a book by doctors who claim that it's from an exhaustive research of medical literature, which gives it a real veneer of reality.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also failed to mention that the devil twin was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful girl, lovely as a dream, hideous as a devil, but exhibited every sign of intelligence of a malignant sort, however. It sounds like one of our Halloween stories.
Yeah.
Like, fully. But like you said, none of it was true. However, this is a thing that sort of can happen. And one of the reasons why people believed it for a long, long time is that there are some very, very rare congenital defects where you can have a face on your head, like two faces. One's called craniofacial duplication, mm-hmm. or diprosopus, that is Greek for two-faced. And fewer than 50 cases worldwide, I believe, since 1864. Most of those were stillborn. It's very, very sad, obviously, but very, very rare. And also happens a lot in the animal kingdom. Well, not a lot, but happens in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like a chicken with two faces? That's what that is.
So there was a baby girl born in India in 2008, I remember. And she had two faces and was actually worshipped as a reincarnation of the Hindu goddess Durga, who was a divine feminine energy who was very good, by the way, because she defeated a demonic army of evil.
Yeah.
But she had three eyes and multiple arms. And the little girl, I think, reportedly died at 2 months. I remember that, don't you?
Sort of.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
There was another girl who was born, I think, around the same time, if not a couple of years before or after. Her name was Manar Maged. She was born in Egypt in 2005, so a couple of years before. She had a slightly different version of this called Craniopagus parasiticus.
Yeah.
And this is not where you have like a extra face on your face. You have an entirely conjoined twin attached to the back of your head. The problem is that the twin is considered parasitic. It doesn't have any organs of its own. It doesn't have a brain. It just has like the body, but the stuff that's inside the parasitic twin is actually sucking the nutrients and the lifeblood and everything out of the surviving twin. So it's a really deadly situation. And yet there at least three people, including Manar Maged, have had their parasitic twin removed and have lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, a lot of times there are no limbs. Like I've seen sort of like a full head attached to a head with what looks like just sort of an upper torso.
Yes.
It can happen in various stages or various ways, but it doesn't happen like you talk about rare. This one is listed as 6 out of every 10 million births. So super, super rare. And there are different times that Edward Mordake has been portrayed in pop culture.
Right.
Like there was a Tom Waits song called Poor Edward. If you followed American Horror Story during the Freak Show season, there was a character named Mordrake. The R is finally in there.
Right.
That was based on him, obviously. But if you've ever Googled that and just heard about the story and then seen a mummified head with the face on the back and as Edward Mordake, it is very compelling and realistic. But that is a fake. It's what's known as a gaffe, which is joke art. And the artist was Ewart Schindler.
So the real reason that people believe it was a thing is in part because of the photos, but more to the point, because those photos were shared along with the story as if it were real on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's why people believed it. It was shared at least 260,000 times. So it went kind of viral, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And people were like, God, this poor guy, this is awful. And nobody stopped to think like, is this real? Did this guy really have a face that would torment him and say evil things that only he could hear? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And that's an actual big problem today. This
is
a good example of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess if you believe in clones and shapeshifters and people making clouds on TikTok, I think you should stop and reevaluate things for a minute and see what you come up with.
Short Stuff is out?
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.